Verse 17 of John's Gospel, chapter 19. And we read there, "And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst." Through the Gospels, you'll find Jesus in the midst. But the final middle was this tree set up on Calvary. And it says here that they came to a place called the place of a skull. This was a place of death. It was a place of burial. It was the common hanging gallows of Jerusalem, outside the city wall. The interesting thing that right under Golgotha today, what is there? There's one of the largest bus traffic in all of Europe. And I remember standing there and looking at that, and I was reminded of the fact that there's all this passing of hundreds and thousands of cars and motors and buses, and the big work of that bus, special bus platform there. But above it, there was a cross. And you know, I thought about that. That's a picture of our whole world. It's very busy. Everybody's in a hurry. But on the top of that hill, there's a cross. And at that cross, my life came to a standstill. I was going down to hell. Every day was taking me nearer to the pit. And then one day, I stopped. I left the bus station of sin and the hilarity of the world, and I went up the hill called Calvary, called Golgotha, the place of a skull. And it was the place where Jesus wept and bled and cried for me. And thank God, the Father answered his prayer, and God saved my soul from everlasting judgment. Amen. There is a green hill far away outside the city wall. But it's not a green hill. It's a hill of stone. It's a hill of the cleft stones. It's a hill whose stones are soaked in the blood of many evil men who died there righteously for their sinning and judgment. But there was an innocent victim hung on that middle cross. And thank God, he said something. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And the first prayer on the cross was the prayer for pardon. And thank God, God heard that prayer. And the man that was nearest to him on the cross was saved by him. He was a thief. He was a robber. He was an evil man. We indeed justly, he said, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. We need to go to hell. But something happened to him when he turned round and ceased to address the man that he worked with and sinned with and turned to Jesus. What did he say? He said, "Remember me." Did Christ remember him? No, God, Christ answers your prayer far more abundantly. He never forgot him. For he couldn't forget him. Because away in eternity, Christ wrote his name in life's eternal book. God gave him to the Lamb who all his sorrows took. My salvation is not new. It's as old as the grace of God. God made choice of us in Christ, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. May God help us to eat this bread reverently, to drink this cup with an overflowing heart, for we are justified by faith in his blood. Let's bow our heads, and some brother will thank God for the broken bread upon the table.